Gains in the job market have been pretty impressive, including 243,000 jobs added last month alone. But anyone who's been laid off in recent years remembers the sting of being let go. Author James Kunin worked for Time Warner in Manhattan before his firing in 2008.
Yeah, that phrase intrigues me. To be let go as though you'd been wanting to leave for a long time and now you're being permitted to depart. Or maybe it's like you're being held aloft by your wrists like a trapeze artist and now you're being let go. Various images come to mind. Being thrown under a bus is probably closer to what it feels like. I used to say I was downsized. But you know, the company was downsized. You weren't downsized. Just the opposite. When you can crawl out from that corporate cubbyhole, if you're fortunate, if circumstances permit, this may be an opportunity for you to find something truly meaningful to do, something that permits you to feel like you're fully yourself.
Now, your experience at Time Warner, do you feel it could be applied to other corporations, the way they handle people when they let them go?
Well, absolutely. First of all, if you work in corporate communications, as I did, you don't let people go. You don't downsize people, and you certainly never, ever, ever lay people off. Maybe you announce a series of strategic productivity initiatives, or maybe you say, we're taking steps to better align our resources with our business needs. And then after the fact, you say, we've trimmed the fat, or we've eliminated the bloat. Somewhere in there, what's missing is the hundreds or thousands of human beings who've been deprived of their livelihood. American companies are addicted to layoffs. Sometimes it's necessary to lay people off in order to avoid going under. But now layoffs have become a business model. You cut costs, you get a bump up in profits, and the stock price hopefully goes up, which rewards the chief executives. You know, it's an unfortunate business model, even for the company itself. I mean, you can save a lot of money on heating oil by burning the office furniture, but that's not a sustainable plan. And sure enough, companies now are starting to see their profit margins shrink because they're finding it hard to keep on cutting. They've been cutting for the past 2 or 3 years.
James Kunin's new book is Diary of a Company Man, Losing a Job, Finding a Life. He now works in Queens teaching immigrants English. WBZ News Time 7:09, and here's John Wardock at MarketWatch.com.